Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Jefferson Matters, a Main Street and Chamber community. We'll be talking with Peg Rainey, who chairs the Economic Vitality Team. But first, we're going to be talking with Jill Morton, who recently co-organized and co-ran the golf tournament that happened last weekend, as well as checking in on some other things that's going on with her in her area. So thank you very much, Jill, for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, again, just kind of go over the resounding success, if I might say, about your recent golf tournament that you had last week.
We did have a really good tournament last week. We had 12 teams. We gave out over $1,100 in prizes, wow, which was way cool.
Yeah.
And we had, actually last week when I talked to you, mm-hmm, I think we had $7,900.
Yes.
Well, actually came in to $8,600 was our total brought in, including our in-kind sponsorships.
Oh, cool.
That's the best tournament we've ever had. So we're pretty happy about that. And for future tournaments, because we can just make them bigger and better and more fun.
What do you think led to that overall success of having the best ever fundraising that you've had at this type of a tournament?
I give all the credit to Jackie Cunningham.
Okay.
She's my angel.
Yeah.
No, she's a big thinker, and she came up with some sponsorships that I would not have thought of. All of them were filled. You know, our businesses in Greene County are amazing, and they're very giving, and they want to support us, and they showed it.
Well, Jill, another thing that you're also a part of is the Ambassadors Program. Can you tell us, I know that you've got maybe some things that are in the works right now as far as ribbon cuttings and trying to celebrate openings and anniversaries and such, but if somebody's interested in being an ambassador, what's the process like for those individuals?
Sure. Well, being an ambassador, you're really an ambassador for your own business and for the community. If they want to be an ambassador, they contact our main office, talk to Beth or Regan, and they can get them set up. The only investment would be buying a vest that we have with our logo. And then we show up to the visits and support the new people, the anniversaries, whatever celebrating.
Okay. What's the best part about being an ambassador, do you think?
For me, the best part would be to talk to other business people that show up and just see how things are going and what's going on, and to support the new people. Show them I think that it means a lot to them when we all show up to take that picture and rally around them.
And now we turn our attention over to Peg Rainey, the chair of the Economic Vitality Team. And so, Peg, last time we spoke to you, you were just kind of getting this off the ground as far as your annual business visits. Can you give us an update about how that venture is going along?
It's going great. And what this is that our volunteers that are part of the Economic Vitality Team, and then any others that want to be a part of this, is invited to help out. We've each taken 10 names of businesses, existing businesses in Jefferson, and we have a short questionnaire just asking them, you know, how they're doing, if they're aware of some of the opportunities that we have available to them, if they'd like to partake in anything or participate in it. And mainly the reason is to thank them, thank our existing businesses for being here. And you know, they're the tie to maybe some recruitment of new businesses or expansion of their own businesses. And sometimes it's just a conversation to get that going.
What do you do with the information that you get from these business visits? Does it actually come to something else? Do you pursue the stuff that's in the questionnaire? How does that all work?
Oh, yes, yes. Each of the volunteers takes notes and gets that information and then takes it to the Welcome Center. We keep a notebook of that. Regan goes through that notebook and can get the information to any other resource that is needed. If we need to schedule a Java and Juice or an ambassador visit, if they want to participate in some of the grants that are available, then we make sure those people know that they're interested. So yes, that we try to pass that word on to the right people.
Well, another aspect that Economic Vitality is kind of more or less in charge of is recruiting businesses. Can you give us an update on how that front's coming along?
I think everybody is always interested. Are there people coming into our community? Is there interest? And absolutely, there There is. Mm. And believe it or not, it comes from just contacts and relationships with people. You know, somebody doesn't always just come to the door of the Welcome Center and say, hey, I want to open a business. Right. They're making contacts with people that they know. They're checking out what might be available either to rent or to own. There's already interest in like the air temp buildings that the city has acquired and can't wait for those to be ready. I hope people feel optimistic about our small town attracting new businesses.
And what do you think about the recent few new businesses that have opened up here in town? I'm thinking like Pickaway Americana, the Funky Zebra, obviously, you got Gravitate. You got some of these other places that have opened up their doors fairly recently. What does that got to say, and what does that impress upon you?
Oh, yes. I mean, you named, just off the top of your head, that many new, not many small towns have that many new businesses coming into town. And I think it was because they saw Jefferson on the radar and wanted to be a part of that. And each one of them had a relationship with somebody from town who went ahead and helped get it to the next level to have them come into town. I think working from home has come to play. I think people wanting a wonderful school system, and I think all the different things, the daycare center, when you see those kinds of things in the news, people are taking notice, like, maybe I'd like my family to be raised in a community like that.
Well, Peg, one of the last aspects I'd like for us to touch on is Java and Juice. That was recently started back up after the, you know, pandemic kind of threw that under the rug there for the better part of last year. But tell us where we're going to today, and if you're looking for other businesses, organizations to get involved.
Yes. We've had a kind of a hesitancy when we started up again, and hopefully people feel more comfortable coming to Java and Juice. Yes, today we'll be over at Art on the Fly, and you know that's on the west side of the square with Jolene Peters. It's really an opportunity to step inside and hear about all the different options so that you don't have to step in on your own sometime. You go with a large group, hear what's going on, look at it, have some refreshments, and visit with people. It's just from 9:30 to 10. And the host provides just a little bit of refreshments. It's not a long time. The public is invited. We really encourage to have other businesses come. And so then they learn about what's the services that are offered in our other businesses so they can help pass the word. So we're going to take a break here in August. And we're looking for anyone who would like to host that in September. This would be just on Fridays, 9:30 to 10. Call the Welcome Center and ask about getting scheduled.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community is Jill Morton, who co-organized last weekend's golf tournament and is part of the ambassadors, as well as Peg Rainey, the chair for the Economic Vitality Committee. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank and business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.